This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, advisors to the Food and Drug Administration recommended a very strong warning on antidepressant medications prescribed for children. The warning would appear in a black box on the label. The medications, called SSRIs, have been linked to an increase in suicidal thoughts and behavior among children. At a meeting today, FDA officials told the advisory panel that drug label warnings added last March have had little impact on the number of prescriptions written for children. They reported that children still account for 7% of antidepressants prescribed. NPR's Joanne Silberner joins us from the FDA meeting. And Joanne, tell us more about this recommendation for the label warning and other recommendations that the panel had today.
Well, the panel's concerned that these drugs are being prescribed too easily and to too many kids, and without the parents really knowing that the drugs may cause problems. So what they want the black box to do is to remind physicians that the safety and effectiveness of these drugs are still being worked out, and that they should be careful about prescribing it. They shouldn't just do it. Somebody comes into the office, there are a few little problems, and you just write the prescription and send them home. They also want a med guide to go out to parents when they pick up the drugs at the pharmacy, and the med guide would tell the parents, you know, watch for anything in the first few days or weeks on this drug, because some of them have made kids think a little bit about suicide.
We're talking about drugs including Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil. The panel talked about today research showing an increased suicide risk for children and teens when they start taking these drugs. What did they say about how well that increased risk is understood?
They said it's not really well understood. It's now being accepted. That connection was a little bit controversial, and it's now being accepted that there is a connection. But they didn't actually have any suicides in the trials of the drugs that were submitted to the Food and Drug Administration. They had suicidal thoughts and behaviors, and what they don't know is how often does that lead to suicide? Is there a warning? Can it be prevented if you notice, you know, behavior that's an odd behavior beforehand? They don't know, is this a side effect of the drug? Is it because these drugs aren't working in some of these kids and they are suicidal anyway? I mean, after all, they do have depression. Or is the drug energizing the kids so that they can do what they had wanted to do in the depths of their depression? As they come out of the depression, they've got the energy, and then they go ahead and they act on those old thoughts.
The advisors weren't talking just about risk at this meeting. They were also talking about whether the drugs actually work. Do they alleviate depression in children? What did they have to say about that?
Well, of the trials that were submitted to the Food and Drug Administration, only 3 of 15 in this class of drugs, these SSRIs, actually showed a benefit. There was a new trial that just came out a few weeks ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was clearer for Prozac. It really did show a little bit more of a benefit. There's a recognition that it's very hard to show effectiveness with depression drugs because it's difficult to measure. It's difficult to follow people over a long period of time. I mean, most of these trials only looked at the kids for 2 to 4 months. So they really need to know more about that, too.
Joanne, a number of the people who testified before the panel were parents of children who take these drugs. What did they say about these recommendations today?
There's going to be mixed feelings. So there were parents who got up there and said, you know, this drug killed my child, and you know, there's nothing more dramatic than that. There were parents who got up and said, this drug saved my child. And I think where the advisory committee came out was right in the middle. It said you need to warn parents so that they know what they're signing their kids up for and so they can watch for problems. I think each group will be a little bit satisfied, but the people in favor of the drugs might feel it's going to scare some doctors off, especially, you know, say a pediatrician in a rural area who doesn't have time to really keep up on the information will see that black box and say no. Or, you know, it can go the other way as well.
Joanne, briefly, the FDA now has this recommendation. What happens now?
Well, the FDA decides how to do it and what's the wording and how do you word this black box. I mean, that's going to be a big decision for them because these drugs actually, except for Prozac, are not even recommended for use in kids. So they're going to have a recommendation on their label that says, if you're going to prescribe this drug that's not recommended for kids, this is how you should prescribe it. So they're going to have to be very careful about the wording.
Okay. NPR's Joanne Silberner, thanks very much.
Thank you.